was a moment I regret. He hollered, reach for the sky. I said, but I don't understand, sir. Don't try no monkey business. I got this stopper in my hand. And then he says, look here. You see this here I got in my hand? This is a 38 pistol built on a 45 frame. Shoots tombstone bullets and a ball and chain. He said, now, I ain't trying to shake you up or nothing, but I just want you to know, if the cops start crowding me in any, you're gonna be the first to go. So now, looky here, don't even look back. You just drive on just like ain't nothing happening. That's what he told me. He wouldn't even let me look back at nothing. He says, when I get to that red light, he wanted me to go to my left, then jump back to my right. He says, now, I want you to drive up that alley. Oh, no, not that alley, that one over there. And cool it behind that liquor store, and keep a sharp lookout at all times whilst I sneak in the back door. That's what he told me. He said, to keep my foot on the gas and always be on my guard, because when he come running out of there, he wanted me to mash on it real hard. He said, now, don't let me come out of there and find me double-crossed, because he's murder when the heat's on. The cop car pulled up behind me and said, move up a little, man. We're gonna take your place. And then this guy comes running out of the store with the money in his hand, and he said, oh, there you are. Ha! He made a mistake in the dark and ran and leapt into the police car. When they put the handcuffs on him, I said, child, your crimes have outgrew him. And then they said, yeah, we're gonna put him so far back in jail this time.